Thank you for tuning in to the Sermon of the Week with Pastor Tommy A. Murphy of New Bethel Church of God in Christ. New Bethel is a church on the move for God, and this podcast is an extension of the ministry for getting out the gospel to the masses. At the end of the sermon, information will be given of our church's location, phone number, web address, and an opportunity to get this sermon in its entirety. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verse 7, the word of God declares, "Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all you're getting, get understanding." Now let's go to the Sermon of the Week with Pastor Tommy A. Murphy. Be blessed.
If you don't have your Bibles, it should appear on the screen, and you can follow along with us there. Amen. Amen. Let's read together. Verse 6 through verse 12. It says, "Now when these things were thus ordained, the priest went always to the first tabernacle, accomplishing the service of God once every year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the errors of the people. Holy Ghost is signifying that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest, while as the first tabernacle was yet standing, which was a figure for the time then present, in which were offered both gifts and sacrifices, that could not make him that did the service perfect, as pertaining to the conscience, which stood only in meats and drinks and divers washings and carnal ordinances imposed on them until the time of reformation. But Christ being come in high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, by his own blood, entered into once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us." Someone shout, "The blood." Amen. You may be seated. In the Word of God, the Lord, in this season, it's not coincidental that we're talking about the blood during this season, because this is the season of atonement. Actually, yesterday was the day on the Jewish calendar that is officially recognized, the day of atonement, as it were. But it speaks to the fact that there was blood that Jesus Christ shed for the remission of our sin. Amen? Amen. And that we are the benefactors of the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood that he shed for us is, in fact, what causes us or creates for us the opportunity to be forgiven for our sin. And it gives us authority over all of the authority, the power of the enemy, is what the Bible tells us. Amen? And so we thank God for the blood. In this season that we called the season or the time of atonement, when men were reconciled back to the Father through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. That means that when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, if you've been here, you've gotten all this. You know that Adam and Eve sinned, and it required an animal sacrifice to redeem us back to God. And all through the Old Testament, there were various sacrifices made. And if you study it, you'll find that there was countless amounts of blood that was shed through sacrifices in the Old Testament. It started as a requirement when there was one animal sacrifice required for each individual on an annual basis. And then it progressed to allowing one animal for every family on an annual basis. Amen. And then one animal for the nation on an annual basis. But all through the years, animals were required to be sacrificed in order for sins to be remitted. But one of the things that we found out as you studied this was simply this. That what the blood sacrifice did essentially was really two things. One, it pointed to a better sacrifice that was coming. How many of you know who that sacrifice was? Jesus Christ. Amen. But it also pointed to the fact that what we did last year was not sufficient to cover us for this year. It pointed to the fact that the system was not sufficient. So sacrifices had to be made over and over again for the sins of the people. That's why we thank God for the blood. there's no more requirement for a sacrifice. So it went from one per person per year, to one per household per year, to one for the nation per year, to one sacrifice for all of the world once and for all. No more is there blood needing to be shed for the remission of sin, which you tell your neighbor is already done. Amen. Don't mean that your sin does not have to be remitted anymore. It just simply means that the price for your sin has already been paid. Can somebody say, thank God for the blood? Amen. And we celebrate that there was no other blood sufficient to cover us for all eternity other than the blood of Jesus Christ. And for the few minutes that we have today, there are a few things that I want to point out to you that is indicative of the power that the blood has. And when we talk about the blood covering, it doesn't mean literally that the blood, it washes over the stuff that we have going on in our life. It just simply means that Christ has, by his blood, paid the price for every malady, every circumstance, every situation that you face now that you will ever face in your entire life. Can somebody say there's power in the blood? Now that means that the blood is sufficient for everything. Now, we just have to appropriate or apply the blood or the revelation we have of the blood to that situation and walk as if we believe what we know the word has said. Does that make sense to anyone in here? That means that if I am sick in my body, then the blood has already paid the price for my sickness, and I can now walk in my healing. Amen. How many of y'all believe that in here? Amen. If in fact, listen, there's something wrong with your mind, and you know, sometimes your mind can be a little bit special. Amen. Let me just say it real nicely. Maybe you're not at peace in your mind right now. Maybe there's a little disturbance going on in your mind right now. You don't have to walk disturbed in your mind because of the blood. The Bible declared this in Isaiah, say he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. So your transgression, his blood covered. Your iniquity, his blood covers. Amen. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, which means we can have peace through the blood of Jesus Christ. You ain't what you worrying about your finances for. Can somebody say that's covered? That's when we say that's why we when we plead the blood, what we're saying is we're reminding ourselves that Christ has already paid the price for this worration that I'm standing on right now. So I may as well take this worration and lay it down. Why? Because the blood has already made it all right. Tell your neighbor, I'm glad it is well. By the blood. Amen. That's why when you hear mothers pleading the blood, they're not just, you think they're just saying stuff that old ladies made up. It ain't got to do with that. They've been in the word, y'all. They know what the word says. Huh? And listen, the blood intercedes in your behalf. Listen, the devil will tell you you're defeated, but we tell the devil, get behind us. Why? Because of the blood. Amen. Can somebody say, thank God for the blood? The blood has power. The few things I have the time to tell you today in the Word of God, Revelation, we got hung up there as I always do. Turn to Revelation chapter 12. Now, what I'm going to do is read this, and I won't have, anyway, let me read it. If I tell you I don't have time to preach it, what you'll leave here thinking, that preacher don't have time to preach. I don't ever have time to preach. If y'all stay here to 5 o'clock, I can preach to 8. So don't blame it on the clock. I can't shut up. I would say something else, but I'm not gonna say. In Revelation chapter 12, verse number 7, this is what he said. It says, and there was war in heaven, Michael and his angels. This is what the word said. It says, the Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels. Who is the dragon? Huh? Amen. See, all those names, all that's him. That's him. And look, and when you look at the screen, it'll tell you that all these are names of the devil himself, Satan. You'll see that in there. It said they fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels. Verse number 8. It says, and listen, and the devil and the dragon and his angels, they didn't prevail. They lost. Neither was their place found in heaven anymore. Not only did they lose, but they were kicked out of heaven. Amen. They were fighting against God. They were fighting against your peace. Listen, against your joy, against your finances, against salvation for your loved ones. They were fighting against harmony, listen, in your relationship. And what happened? They lost. Huh? Can you tell your neighbor, we win? Can you tell them that?
Amen.
Amen. Listen, now the deal is, any one of us that believe the word, leave here today knowing we don't lose in this thing called life. Amen. Why? Because the blood has already won everything that we need to walk successfully and victoriously right here on earth. And the Bible says so. Keep reading that. Put verse number 9 on the screen. It says, and the great dragon. Who is the dragon? That's it. Listen, was cast out. Listen, and he says the old serpent. Who is the serpent? Called who? All right. And which, listen, deceiver. Say he's a deceiver. Do you see that? Listen, the whole world, and he was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. So why would we ever allow him to control our lives when he is already defeated? He's not destroyed, but he is defeated. You know, I believe, listen, I've been talking about on Saturday night, mature faith. And the reason why is because I believe saints will grow to the place where you see the devil coming and you laugh at him. Amen. You see him coming and you laugh at him. You see him coming and you laugh at it. I mean, you got to get to the place where you just don't let stuff. Tell your neighbor, I'm not sweating the small stuff. And look back at him and tell him,
everything is small.
When you compare it to God, everything is small. Jeremiah 30:27, it says, behold, I am the Lord. I'm the God of all flesh. And then he says, is there anything too hard for me? Tell your neighbor, nothing's too hard for God. And then I'm reminded, when there's a problem for us, there's never a problem with God. And if you don't believe me, look in King James Version of your Bible and see if you see problem anywhere from Genesis to Revelation. You will never see the word problem in your Bible. Why? Because there ain't no problem with God. Tell your neighbor, if you got it, he can handle it. You do the word search. You got your electronic Bible. Do the word search on problem in the King James and see if it's in there. Don't do that right now. I'm preaching. Come on. I ain't got much time. Do it when you leave. Tell me about it tomorrow. He said, verse number 10, it said, and I heard a loud voice saying, because you don't want to miss it. You're a loud voice in heaven saying, listen, now has come salvation. Salvation means I'm whole. It means I'm not lacking anything. Or just check with Deidre after service. She's going to do it anyhow. All right. It says, now has come salvation and strength. And the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser, another name for the devil, he's an accuser. He accused you of losing this battle that you're in. Can somebody shout, the devil is a liar?
The devil is a liar.
No, he's just accusing you of losing. Tell your neighbor, I'm not losing because I'm a winner. That's what the word says. Listen, it said, put that verse back on. Put verse 10 back up there real quick. It said, listen, now has come salvation. Salvation means I'm whole. Salvation means I'm not missing anything. I'm not lacking anything. That means I'm not dysfunctional, but functional. That means I'm not ineffective, but I'm effective. It means I'm not weak, but I've got strength. Look at what the word says. Now has come salvation, answering in the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of the brethren is cast down, which accused them before God day and night. And that's just what the devil does. He'll stand in the face of God, telling God, you don't really love him. He'll tell them, look, those people don't even care about you. All they want is what you've got in your hand. If you don't believe, that's what he told them about Job. Go to Job and you'll see that. He said, listen, if you take it, if you touch his stuff, he'll curse you. Huh? He told them, that's what he's telling them about each one of us. He said, we don't really care about God. All we want is his protection. All we want is what God has. Tell your neighbor, this is no ritual for me. Tell him that. Tell your neighbor, this ain't no ritual. Tell him, I know the man. I love him. I love him. Listen, glory to God. Listen, when God has brought you out of something in your life, my God, I remember. That's why God give us testimonies.
Yes.
Amen. Now, we have a testimony that says, listen, we've been saved and sanctified. We all have that testimony, those of us that are saved. But it's not just that, but God will give you experiences so that you can be reminded that he is a God that does exactly what he says. He said, I'll never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you. I'm telling you, saints will grow to the place where they laugh at what God does. God, listen, the devil will show up and mess with your money and think you're going, listen, have a fit about it. Think you're going to fall over backwards about it. Think you're going to get unnerved and quit the church about it. Can somebody shout, the devil is a liar? Listen, not only am I not quitting, but I'm going to testify even more profusely than I did last week. Because God brought me through that, I know he'll bring me through this. Tell your neighbor, I've got the victory right now. Listen, listen, no matter what the accuser says, we know who God is. Amen. Put verse 11 on the screen. This is what we're trying to get through, and we got to stop. He said they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. See that? Tell your neighbor, there's power in the blood. That means no matter what the devil bring in your life, I overcome him by the blood. Listen, was Christ not an overcomer? Huh? Is he not an overcomer? Didn't they nail him, huh, on the cross? Didn't they drop that cross beam in a hole on top of Golgotha's mountain, the place of the skull? Didn't they do it? Huh? Didn't they? Listen, was not the life, huh, extinguished from his body? Huh? Did they not take him off? Listen, the thing I like about what God does when he tells us, listen, there's power in the blood. He lets us know, saints, by what he went through, that no matter what he was subjected to, he still has the victory. What are you talking about? He told them, he said, listen, I'll let y'all do this to me, but if I didn't want you to do it, listen, if I didn't look down through the scope of time and see Murphy needing me to do this, he said, I wouldn't let y'all touch me. But because Murphy need me to do it, he said, I'm going to let you do it anyhow. Tell your neighbor, listen, because I read in Isaiah that I am precious in the sight of God. Tell your neighbor, you are somebody in God. Listen, and then he told us, y'all, he said, listen, no man takes my life. He said, I lay my life down. Tell your neighbor, ain't nobody like the God that we serve. My God, that's why we love him. That's why we celebrate him. That's why we give God the glory. And then, y'all, he told him, he said, y'all better be careful. I just know that if the devil was as smart as y'all give him credit as being, he would, why would he have, executed the plan to crucify our Lord? And as a matter of fact, it was not his plan altogether. Oh, God, it was God's plan. The Bible told me that he is the Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. Before the devil was, the plan was already in place. You can't tell me he'll let some stuff happen and make the devil think he's got the upper hand. Tell your neighbor, I don't know what you're going through right now, but the devil just thinks he has the upper hand. But he's playing in God's hand right about now. Tell your neighbor, I see a miracle coming out of this. I ain't gonna wait until I see it. I'm gonna praise God for it right now. Are there any praisers in this place? Don't mind giving God the glory, because you realize that it's God that's in control. Touch your neighbor and tell him God is in control of this. My God, I got to get out of here. Listen, but hold on one second, y'all. Listen, he told him, he said, listen, if you don't believe it, go ahead and nail my hands to the cross beam. Go ahead and put me, my God, on the cross. Because he said, if I be lifted up, oh, glory to God. He said, if I be lifted up, he said, I'll draw all men unto me. Look around and see if anybody has been drawn on your rope. Because Christ was lifted up on the cross. Touch your name and tell him there's power.
Listen, that's why we get excited about the blood. Come on, stand, y'all. I've got to stop. I got to quit. Yeah. Oh, God. Listen, we are not defeated. We are victorious in him. The Bible said, not only, listen, he says, is power in the blood. In Hebrews 9:14, he tells us there's purging in the blood as well. That means he cleansed us. We don't have to keep repeating dead works. My God, to a living God. He said he purged us, which means he's able to move some stuff out of our life. Can somebody say, thank God for the blood? You better know, listen, whenever anybody in here living in a city that you didn't live in when you were growing up in, you have sometimes the opportunity to go back to the old city that you lived in, and you talk to people that, listen, that knew you when you were growing up, and they look at you now, and they say, like Pastor Abbott said, when they saw Chappie, they said, Chappie, is that you? You know, to know, listen, you may not look like, he said, man, and you look younger than you did before. He said, it's the Lord's doing, huh? Listen, and that's what the Lord, the Bible said, he beautifies the meek with salvation. Somebody shout, thank God for the blood. Aren't you glad that the Lord, in Hebrews 9:14, the blood purged us? That means he cleansed us. That means I used to cuss, huh? Glory to God. And somebody might still have a little bit in you, but glory to God. Thank God you ain't like you used to be. Touch your neighbor and tell them the blood purges us. Oh, praise God. Listen, and when folk look at you, they'll tell you, are you the same person I used to know a long time ago? Touch your neighbor and tell them this is the Lord's doing. My God, listen, not only is there power, not only is there purging, the Bible said, Colossians 1:20 said, there's propitiation, which means he's our substitute. How he becomes our substitutionary death. Listen, through the blood, because of what he paid for in the blood, I don't have a bill right now. You don't hear what I'm saying. He paid what I couldn't afford. Thank God for the blood. Glory to God, he's our substitute. Aren't you glad you ain't got to die, huh, physically? Listen, it's serving the God that you serve. Thank God for the blood. And it's not just that, y'all. If you come again next week, maybe there's some other thing I'm going to tell you about the blood. There's peace in the blood. In Acts, he's our purchasing agent through the blood. My God, there's nobody like the God that we serve. Come on, let's celebrate God. We got to. I don't want to flunk this test. My God. Listen, I'm excited about the blood. And listen, saints of God, the thing that I'm so excited about is this, that none of this stuff is hype. It's not a motivational speech. It's just, see, I can scream right now. Oh, God. It's just the word. It is just the word of God. Amen. Listen, you don't have to work up on this. Tell them just wake up on it. You ain't got to build up on this, my God. Yeah, I get out the bed excited. Listen, know that this is real. This is really what God wants us to know. He wants us to know that this is the authority that he's given to us. And listen, when we don't have that kind of revelation or understanding, we just live in a place that's far below where God really wants us to be. We are not broken down. We're not cast down. We're not defeated. We're not under the circumstance. Amen. And don't you know the devil, because he's a deceiver, he wants you to believe that. Can somebody say, thank God for the blood? Listen, it is the revelation God's given to us. It is the illumination that God gives. The Bible says that the eyes of our understanding would be enlightened. He wants us to be, listen, illuminated in our spirits to what God has really done for us through the blood of his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. And listen, this is what we live. We may talk about it today, but it's what we live
every day of our life. We overcome him by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. So that means no matter what he brings, the word is still true. We overcome him. Amen. That's what the word said. And we believe that. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed, our hearts are open. Listen, for the people in this room today that know that, listen, I don't want to just know about him. I want to know him. That I want relationship with him. And that's really what God wants with every person in this room. He wants relationship with you. He wants to walk with you, to talk with you. He, according to the song, he wants to tell you that, listen, that you are his own. As he says to us in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 through 21, he said that we've been bought with a price. We're not our own anymore, but we belong to him because he purchased us with his blood. And I believe today that, listen, whatever need, whatever situation, whatever circumstance you face, all you got to do is give it to God. And God, the Bible said, listen, who has the girth to handle whatever problem you experience right now. He has the glory, the weight to handle whatever you're going through. If you're here and you're not saved, I challenge you, listen, to come to know him. To leave your seat right now and meet me at this altar. If you're here and you're not...
Thank you for listening to the Sermon of the Week with Pastor Tommy A. Murphy of New Bethel Church of God in Christ. New Bethel is a church on the move for God, and this podcast is an extension of the ministry for getting out the gospel to the masses. New Bethel Church of God in Christ, under the leadership of Pastor Tommy A. Murphy and First Lady Doris Murphy, is inviting you out to worship with their congregation at 1520 Little Rock Road, Charlotte, this Sunday for three dynamic services, 8 a.m., 10 a.m., and 12 noon. If you want to know more about New Bethel Church of God in Christ, go to our website, www.newbethelchurch.com. Also, if you were inspired by the sermon and wanting to obtain the message in its entirety, call us at 704-391-0365 and let your family, friends, and co-workers know about this podcast by simply logging on to www.praisecharlotte.com on your desktop, laptop, tablet, or smartphone and listen to the Sermon of the Week. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verse 7, the word of God declares, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and all in your getting, get understanding.
God bless you, saints of God. This is Pastor Tommy Murphy. I look forward to seeing you there.